In my last blog post, I talked about taking the 5-year challenge to help you understand who your ideal clients are. By narrowing down the age group of your ideal clients to 5 years, helps you get more specific with your messaging, understanding what motivates them, how your ideal clients make certain purchasing decisions, and so many other things. So if you haven't read or listened to that post, I'll leave the link below so you can check that out later. Hey, if we haven't met yet, my name is Sarah with Sung & Co, and I'm here to share some helpful tips on how you can get more clarity around your brand. If you did attempt to take the 5-year challenge but may have gotten stuck because you were wondering how to do that, if your clients are businesses rather than individuals, we're going to talk through that today. If you are operating as a B2B, which is business to business, here's how you can take the 5-year challenge concept and use it to understand your ideal clients. With the 5-year challenge, we take a group of 24 to 55-year-olds, for example, and narrow them down to 5 years. So, for example, we're going to use 30 to 35 years old. But if you're working with businesses instead of individuals, you can think about where they are in their business, how long they've been operating, and what their next steps are to grow their business. For example, if you're a service provider, your ideal clients might be businesses that are just starting out, or maybe they've been in business for 2 years or less. Maybe they're 5 years in and feeling like they've hit a ceiling and need strategies to grow their business even more. Maybe the businesses you work with are making 7 figures, but now they're looking to make multiple 7 figures or even 8 figures. There are different stages of business, and each stage has different needs. So depending on where someone is in their business can help you understand what they need, how much to price your services, and what to offer, etc. If you're a business strategist and you're helping businesses who are just starting out, there are a lot of different offers you could provide specifically for startups. As a business strategist, you could help them figure out which market to serve, how to develop their processes and standards. You can help them set up an action plan on how to develop their business ideas, or even craft a pitch to get people to fund their business ideas. If you're serving businesses who are maybe in their 5th, 6th, or even 7th year in business, you could help them streamline their processes, help them focus on what actually makes them money in their business. Maybe you can help implement some new strategies that will help them make 7 to 8 figures. Maybe create a more complex marketing plan to reach even more customers, or even offer to help develop and implement an exit strategy. So that's the 5-year challenge concept in a nutshell, and this is the B2B version. Hope this tip has been helpful for you. It's been so beneficial for my clients and even for me to get more clarity in our business, which helps us create a more powerful brand. That's it for now. Until next time, happy branding.